90.3 KMBA and music from Band of Horses, found it in a drawer. What? Why the remote control, of course. Jocelyn and Chris aren't in their Red Stops Traffic, another single from their latest album, Go. It was Wilco with Box Full of Letters from that great seminal AM album going, wow, clear back to 1995. Creedence covering a Lead Belly, a little Cotton Fields, and brand new music from Iron and Wine to get us started. It's 24 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it is the Morning Line program for Tuesday, December the 12th. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflick. And, you know, KMBA knows our listeners love to hear about different things happening. We've picked out a couple of things that are kind of highlighting a few local events, as well as we have some guests in just a second here. But there's an event happening today at the Mountain View Library called Grow Your Business with the SBA. It's the Small Business Administration helping people plan their businesses and that sort of thing. And if that's your cup of tea, well, the event starts at 5 o'clock, so you can check that out at the Mountain View Library Facebook page. Another event coming up is it's called the Alaska Wilderness League. It's a holiday celebration, and that's Thursday the 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Spernard Church of Love. There's art, films, and performances celebrating the beauty and importance of the Arctic Refuge. It's a family event, and it's a free event as well, hosted by the Alaska Wilderness League. Speaking of Spinard, there's also a... And we were, right? And that's the Church of Love in Spinard. So anyhow, that's called a segue, just working on it. I'm working on it still. Mr. White Keys is having Christmas in Spinard, but this year it's at the Hard Rock Cafe. It's happening tonight through the 19th. All the shows are at 7 p.m.
Okay, lots of groovy stuff coming up for the holidays. Thanks very much, Frank. And the holiday season is a big one at Cyrano's Theater Company. We've got a couple of guests to welcome from Cyrano's. Our pal Alexis Sheeter is the marketing director. Do I have your title right?
Marketing associate, but I like director.
Okay, closely.
We'll keep it.
Yeah, director sounds cool too. We'll announce. You heard it here. Alexis has been promoted on the Morning Line program this very morning. And also, we are joined in the studio by Cody Costello. Hi, Cody.
Hi.
A couple of things happening that Cyrano's is involved with over the holiday season. And the first thing is a play that Cody is directing called Our Friends, the Enemy. Okay, that's what I like, a little juxtaposition to start the day. Our Friends, the Enemy. So talk about the play.
Yeah, it's a play that was written in 2015. It's a fairly new piece by Alex Gwyther, and it's about the Christmas truce of 1914 during World War I on the Western Front.
I remember that.
You were there. Yeah. You look familiar. Yeah, it took place between the German and British troops, as well as many other troops from other countries, but those were the primary participants. And the play was originally a one-man show that I've adapted for three actors, with the playwright's permission, of course. And it's about an hour-long performance and takes place, or it runs through Christmas Eve at Cyrano's.
So what, we don't want to give the whole thing away here, but... what was the whole impetus or the motivation for, in the middle of the trenches in World War I for this kind of little mini Yule armistice to occur?
I mean, I think a lot of, there's a lot of things that different wars are named after the fact. And this one in particular was also known as the Accidental War.
Sadly, we call it World War I.
I know. Yeah. And, I think in this case, a lot of the soldiers, and this may be true in a lot of wartime feelings, but didn't really understand what they were fighting for. Just knew that, they were on opposite sides. And I think a lot of them shared as I'm sure is true today, the desire to return home, to be with their loved ones, and especially around the holiday. And it was something that they realized they had in common. And through hearing Christmas carols being sung across the no man's land and in front, coming from other trenches, and recognizing something in each other that they held in common, I think it allowed them to see each other as human beings and put down their weapons and celebrate something that they had in common versus just fighting with each other about the differences they have.
And I like the quote from Shani Friedman, "The brutalities of war and the power of brotherhood and the Christmas spirit to achieve peace are given vivid light in this moving show."
Mm-hmm.
So how old is, I'm just curious, it's sort of a personal question, I guess, but we can talk about the writer. How old was the writer doing this? Because this is, you know, we're talking about over 100 years ago, quite a history buff,
yeah,
I would imagine.
He's fairly young, very talented, young man. I don't think he's, I actually don't know exactly how old Alex is. I could surely ask him. I'm sure he wouldn't mind, but...
He'd lie anyway. So.
He would.
I mean,
I know.
Do.
But, you know, I think there's the great thing about doing a piece that is based in history or inspired by history is oftentimes, and in this case, I think it's true as well, there's so much documentation and historical record of what happened. And, you know, it's also a way to give voice to these soldiers that experienced this, because when they first, you know, when people first heard about it, people did not believe them that you could. How could you have done that in the middle of a war? Lay down your weapons and sing songs and play, you know, football or as also known as soccer with enemy.
This is not historical fiction. This is, you know, based on truth.
Based
something
in truth.
Really,
you know, there's lots of letters from soldiers home and documentation in that way. There's photographic evidence that this occurred. And so, yeah, it's definitely based on those realities. Fictionalized, I would say not fictionalized, but dramatized,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
for the stage.
It's Our Friends, the Enemy, and it plays at Cyrano's 3800 DeBar Road on weekends through December 24th, Thursday through Sundays at 7 p.m., and then a Christmas Eve matinee at 3 o'clock. Talk about the challenges of, I mean, you take somebody else's work, which is already done, being produced and everything, then you take it into and roll it into a bowl of clay and mold it for yourself, and suddenly this how do you turn a one-person performance and the way it was intended by the author, how do you turn that into a three-person thing?
Well, first of all, I have to give Alex a lot of credit and gratitude for being so gracious with his work. I mean, it takes a lot to put your work out there in the first place, for people to experience and see, and then to hand it over to someone you don't know even and say, sure, it's your interpretation. Go forth and make it happen. So that takes a lot of courage, actually. So, one, I have an amazing cast. So I did the adaptation and then said, okay, we're going to work with this. This is where I think it should be, but let's work on this together. And we made tweaks and changes as the rehearsal process went on about, you know, who said what. I didn't change any language of the play, of course. I mean, they're all Alex's words. It was just more about creating different voices and characters that were already there, but just personifying them in a different way than he did. For instance, we added a character of a woman in the play that very much represents. She's talked about. There's a letter that's written to the mom of one of the soldiers, and so we allowed her to come to life and very much represents that home front and where we all want to be. And so definitely collaboration, I would say.
And a challenge.
And a challenge, a wonderful
challenge.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's 8:32. It is Morning Line on KMBA, and we're joined this morning by Cody Costello and Alexis Sheeter from Cyrano's, talking about a couple of great productions coming up here. Now, let's go from the serious historical thing to goofy stuff.
Alexis,
you get the goofy stuff. Okay, so you and we don't usually talk with you as a thespian. We talk about you in your promotional role, but Fancy Nancy, the musical. What's Fancy Nancy about, and what do you do?
Oh, so I am playing Fancy Nancy Clancy, which is a fantastic name. But so it is based on all of the Fancy Nancy books. This one specifically is based on the Mermaid Ballet book, which is so much fun. So in the story, Fancy Nancy wants to be the coveted mermaid, because who doesn't want to be a mermaid? So through that, not like huge.
Frank, you want to be a mermaid?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Frank.
Yeah, we both want to be mermaids.
Yeah, everyone
okay.
wants
yeah.
to be a mermaid.
You're right.
Come on.
You're right.
But through that, Madame Lucille actually cast her as something different. Spoiler alert, she's cast as a tree. If you read the book, you already know that, so haha.
I did not. It's still sitting on the shelf. I haven't got to it yet.
Okay, well, there you go. So she's cast as a tree, and her best friend is cast as the mermaid. So through that, it's kind of her going through all of her, like, emotional roller coaster and coming to terms with the fact that she did not get what she wanted. And so it's directed by Colby Bleicher, who's done an amazing job, and we have an amazing cast of all adults that are playing 8-year-olds, so that's just fun in itself. But it's just a good family-friendly show. It's our family programming at Cyrano's.
It sounds a little bit like on Halloween where everybody else gets candy and Charlie Brown gets a rock.
Yeah. Yes.
the press release says, Nancy is stuck playing a dreary, dull tree.
It's true. It's kind of like my life, so I, like, relate to it really well. It's like, go out for the coveted mermaid role.
Art imitating art imitating life, imitating art, and
definitely
on and on in a big circle. Okay, so Fancy Nancy, it's a musical too. Do you do big singing as a tree? Are you a singing tree?
I do eventually sing as the tree. In the ballet though, I'm just dancing. So yeah, come see our wonderful mermaid ballet where we're dancing like 8-year-olds.
Okay. And Fancy Nancy, the musical, also playing weekends through the 17th. So this is the last weekend coming up here, and it is Saturdays and Sundays with 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. shows. Also, of course, at Cyrano's, 3800 DeBar Road. So, Cyrano's celebrating the silver anniversary this year, so that's very cool stuff, too. Alexis, anything to add as we wrap up here?
Yeah, no, just come out and support Cyrano's, whether it be Our Friend's Enemy or Fancy Nancy, or come to both. We would love that.
Okay, thanks very much. Good to see you again. And Cody, anything to add?
Just a fun way to celebrate the holidays in a different way with Fancy Nancy the musical and Our Friend's Enemy. Just a really, really good time at the theater. Come see Cyrano's at the new location, and tickets are available at CenterTix.
And you can find out more also at cyrano's.org.
Of course, yeah, yes.
Cody and Alexis, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks
for having us.
You're very welcome. 8:36, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, John Mellencamp, and more coming up.
Bringing life to a puppet requires talent, skill, and a lot of imagination. Native puppeteers who bring life to characters like Bob the Eagle and Nana Buju also factor in their language and culture. Join us for the next Native America Calling as we hear from Native puppeteers and their fuzzy alter egos.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
Don't